It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Protesters gathered in Denver last night in response to a Kentucky grand jury's decision in the case of the officers who fired their guns in Breonna Taylor's apartment and killed her in March. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports.
So I'm standing outside the federal courthouse in downtown Denver, and there's more than 200 people here who marched here from the Capitol. They're calling for justice for Breonna Taylor, a black woman who was fatally shot by police in Louisville. One of the officers involved was charged, but not for Taylor's fatal shooting. The protest here has been totally peaceful. There's just been a lot of marching, a lot of chanting, a lot of energy.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. A woman has minor injuries after a driver hit her in front of the state capitol during that protest last night. Demonstrators stopped and surrounded the car after it approached a small crowd in the street. The driver then accelerated. Denver police say they took a man into custody. It's at least the third time this year that a driver has struck someone during a protest in the Denver area. The University of Colorado Boulder is the site of Colorado's largest COVID outbreak since the start of the pandemic. That's from the state health department. Lindsay Fent reports.
In the months since students returned to CU Boulder for in-person classes, the university has seen nearly 1,200 cases of COVID-19. According to Boulder County health officials, those affiliated with the university represent 80% of the county's coronavirus infections in the last month. Wednesday, the state health department classified the situation as an official outbreak, indicating wide community spread on campus. In response to the surge in cases, CU has moved classes online for at least 2 weeks. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
This morning it's 55 degrees in Boulder, 54 in Centennial in the South Metro area, 58 in Colorado Springs. Highs will be in the 80s and close to 90 this afternoon.